From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pope Benedict XVI visited Valencia, Spain over the weekend for a conference on the family. While he was there, he also met with the country's socialist prime minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. Zapatero's political and social reforms have been condemned by the Catholic Church. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, the Vatican fears Spain's growing secularism could set an example for Latin America, where almost one half of the world's 1.1 billion Catholics live.
In the span of a generation, Spain has moved from the authoritarianism and conservative Catholicism of the Franco dictatorship to vibrant modernity and economic prosperity. Sociologist Maria Ángeles Durán Heras says succeeding governments promoted and consolidated democracy. Now, she says, the Zapatero government is eradicating the last remnants of the Franco legacy and empowering civil society.
I don't find a word to transmit to you just for defining the new situation, but I would say it is fantastic. In my opinion, it is a modern society, not being so afraid of the past and trying to find new models and trying to give more space to everybody.
In just 2 years, the government has passed groundbreaking legislation, introducing same-sex marriage and adoptions, fast-track divorce and stem cell research, and it blocked the previous government's plans to make Catholic religion a mandatory subject in public schools. The new laws have infuriated the Spanish Catholic Church.
Con Federico Jiménez los Mateos.
Cadena Cope Radio is run by the Spanish Bishops' Conference, and the tone of morning commentator Los Santos is often strident and confrontational. He has described the presidential office as a brothel and accused Zapatero of dragging Spain into moral misery. Church-state relations have not been so tense in many years, and the conflict has spread from pulpits to streets. The church has mobilized hundreds of thousands in protest marches against gay marriage and in favor of religious education. Father Javier Alonso, a young parish priest in an upper-class Madrid neighborhood, says religion in public school is a human right, and the laws of the state are not binding if they go against what he calls human dignity.
You have to fight for your rights, the rights of your children, because it is a decision of the family. It's a decision of the parents, not a decision of a government. If the family hasn't the initiative, we are like in a dictatorship.
But Carlos Elordi, commentator for the commercial radio station Cadena Ser, says Spanish Catholic conservatives have still not come to terms with the 2004 defeat of the right-wing government of José María Aznar.
Il partito Aznar e I suoi hanno scelto.
Aznar and his party chose conservative Catholicism as one of the pillars of their political platform. During the 8 years Aznar was in power, the Catholic Church gained a political influence that did not correspond at all to its political weight in the country.
In fact, surveys show that while 80% of Spaniards acknowledge they're Catholic, only 20% are churchgoers. One out of every sixth pregnancy ends in abortion. One out of every four children is born to an unmarried mother. And two-thirds of Spaniards approve of same-sex marriage. A year ago, after 30 years living together, Carlos Baturin and Emilio Menéndez became Spain's first gay couple to marry.
These last 2 years, it's been just a little bit more of a democracy. Very progressive, much more liberal.
The laws reflect what the society thinks or the society wants.
Emilio says his 89-year-old mother, who still goes regularly to Mass, was happy and proud to be at the wedding.
When I told her years and years ago, under Franco's regime, that I was a homosexual, her main concern was not that I was gay or not gay, but that I was going to become a social outcast, that I was to suffer and I was to be mistreated just because of my condition. The happiest thought that she has got now is that finally the law is protecting her son, her two sons.
But that law is also anathema to the Catholic Church. Historian Charles Powell, director of the Center for the Study of the Transition to Democracy in Spain, says Spanish bishops hope the papal visit will further embolden the nation's Catholics to challenge the agenda of the Zapatero government.
What they're saying is we should stand up and be counted, because in that way we can prove, we can show the rest of Spain and the government in particular that, you know, we're not a tiny minority to be trifled with.
But the turnout at the papal events was much smaller than the 1.5 million pilgrims the Spanish bishops had predicted. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.